on with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Hotline, lighten up. Joining me now on the phone, my man, Nick Cannon. How's it going, man?
What's good, man? How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. Nice to hear your voice. Thanks for taking the time to call in right here.
No doubt, man.
So you're hosting the Teen Choice Awards this weekend. What do you got in store for everyone?
It's going to be kind of cool, man. You know, it's all about the surfboard, so we're going to be swag surfing all the way. Myself, my co-host, Lele Pons. So we're going to be hitting them from all angles, making trainers perform in Khalid, as well as BB Rex and a slew of others. So we just going to rock out for the summertime for the young folk.
Well, speaking of young folks, that's kind of a cool gig to bring the kids to. Are they excited?
They are, but you know, I kind of like, I keep them at the Kids' Choice Awards. They're not teens just yet. They're only seven, so I think this might be a little too much for them. And you know, their attention span is that of like a hummingbird. So
right. No, I'm with you. Yeah, no, seven. I got a 7-year old too. That's right. That's right. The Kids' Choice is different from the teen choice.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to keep those distinct right there. I want to talk about this new game show in the works, man. Congrats, The Masked Singer. It sounds like a pretty fascinating premise. How's it work?
It's pretty cool, man. I mean, as you know, you've hosted tons of things, so some of this stuff can get a little mundane, and you know, just sitting there reading a teleprompter the whole time can get a little boring. So the cool thing about, you know, my decisions as of lately is like, yo, I don't do anything unless it excites me or I can really enjoy it. And the concept of The Masked Singer is something that just really got me excited based off of the fact that it's already been a global phenomenon all over the world, and to be able to bring this concept to the U.S. is pretty cool. But it's pretty much just like if you took The Voice, Dancing with the Stars, and Halloween and mixed it all in one big bowl, and you got celebrities in full-on costumes singing their hearts out trying to win the competition, and you have no idea who the celebrity is until they lose. And once they lose, they're revealed, and it's one mass celebrity that's revealed every episode until the final one takes the crown.
Wow, what a trip. No, I never heard of anything like that. It is very original. Are you able to talk about some of the celebrities that are competing, or is that a surprise?
Oh, it's all a secret, man. I've been sworn to secrecy. It's probably one of the most secretive shows I've ever been on.
Wow. Have you started shooting yet?
Yeah, we definitely started shooting, and it's going to be on Fox at the top of the year.
Right on, man. Well, congrats. Looking forward to checking that out. That sounds cool.
So,
and later this month, Wild N' Out returns. Chance the Rapper is back for a one-on-one battle. Are you going to win the rematch? What's up?
I got to, man. I mean, Chance don't want no problems with me.
You don't want that smoke?
Yeah, he don't want no parts of it. And, you know, he said he's trying to get 3 comedy championship belts from Wild N' Out. So he wears the 3 on his hat, so I got to help him stay true to that.
And you're taking the show on the road as well, right? How's a live show work compared to TV?
I mean, it's awesome. The live show is more interactive, obviously, as well as, you know, you get 20 minutes with commercials on TV, but we're giving you a 4.5 hours of comedy, music, and all your favorite games from Wild N' Out, so you got to come out and rep with us.
That's awesome, man. And you're still working on music all at the same time while you're doing this, Nick. And I know you dropped an album recently, Calling All Models, the prequel.
Yeah, that was actually more of like a mixtape. You know, I'm always dropping music. And the beautiful thing about the music industry right now is like you don't have to really have an album or an actual date of when you're going to do stuff. You could just drop it whenever. And I think I kind of put that out there for the fans of kind of, you know, getting them ready for my album, which is actually called Model Music. That's on my Incredible Republic record label. So Calling All Models was really the prequel. It was just like some stuff that I had in the studio that I felt like, yo, let me just throw it out there. And it got a really cool response without even trying to push it.
Well, as busy as you are, man, you got time for the social life? Anyone special? What's going on there?
Yeah, not really, man. I mean, I just kind of been focused on work more than anything. You know me, I always say the most effort goes into a good relationship, and you gotta be serious when you're jumping in that, and I don't think I'm that serious yet.
Yeah, no, have fun, player. Have fun. Well, the Teen Choice Awards airs Sunday on Fox. You can follow him on Twitter, at Nick Cannon. Good to hear from you, man. Thanks for checking in, Nick.
Likewise, man. Take care.
All right, you too, brother.
On with Mario Lopez.